Cold and lonely, they whirled noiselessly through the black holes of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union, our sun, the heating system. And about this glowing gas bag rotated to the earth. A cat's eye among eggs, blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
Hey baby, what you gonna do? Yes, and sometimes you can hear it. You can hear it growing. You can hear it pulsating. You can hear it becoming more powerful every second. You can almost feel its large, bloated presence closing in on you, growing puffed like a... Yes, it's coming closer now. Closer. Close enough to make out the strange and mysterious shape of the swollen head. When it comes to records and tapes, the swollen head is a monster at 14 South Ashland in LaGrange. And remember, you can pick up a free Triad radio guide at the Swollen Head in LaGrange. For that matter, you can pick up a free Triad radio guide at any one of our sponsors. Absolutely free, so listen closely and find out where they are so you can pick up your own copy of Triad's radio guide for the month of January, giving you an insight, letting you on the inside as to what might be happening here tonight and every night on Triad, freeform radio, in your ears weeknights, from 8 till 1 a.m. on WXFM in Elmwood Park, broadcasting from studios in Elmwood Park and high atop 333 North Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago, 106 in stereo. This evening, things got underway with the poetry of the one and only Captain Beefheart from the album Clear Spot, which you should, of course, have in your record collection. From that, we heard Golden Birdies, Webcore, Webcore, followed by The Doors and a bit of their poetry, Jim Morrison's Horse Latitudes. After that, The Airplane from Bathing at Baxter's, followed by a very, very fine new album, and a fine new piece of music by Norman Connors, the album The Dance of Magic. After that, we heard a bit of Deep Purple from a brand new Deep Purple album, Who Are We? They ask. From that album, one of their friends, Rat Blue, on Triad.
Confession to make. I've been holding out on you. Soundabout is having a giant sale. And I just know you're going to go out and buy yourself another receiver. And that's why I didn't want to tell you, honest. What? What's on sale? Well, just about everything. Speaker systems, turntables, tape decks, and much more. And I didn't want to tell you because the stuff is going really cheap. I mean, there are certain systems that are going for dirt. You know, like up to 40% off. And some equipment is going for dealer's cost. What? Where is it? Oh, you don't have a heart, do you? All right. 6350 North Broadway. Did you hear me? 6350 North Broadway. But don't turn me on anymore.
Heartwarming indeed. And remember, at Soundabout, you can pick up a free Triad radio guide. In fact, let's hop in our jalopy and take a ride over to Soundabout. The thing that I've ever tried. This is Triad. Freeform radio. Chicago. Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra, the theme from 2001. Brand new album on CTI Records. Pick it up, you'll like it. And then now, as scheduled in the Triad Radio Guide around 8:45, we're going to be playing some things by Moondog. Moondog, we hope you're familiar with his music. A very creative person hanging out on the streets of New York, a street musician, so to speak. Also very visually bizarre and impressing. Right now we're going to play some things by Moondog that were recorded in 1953. And these can only be found on a 78. We transferred them to tape. Three things we'll play for you. Number one, Rim Shots by Moondog. Number two, Improvisation in 4/4 time. And thirdly, if we have enough time, we'll hear Improvisation in 7/4. The one and only Moondog. Recording at the Pythian Institute, the music of Moondog. Moondog was in Chicago not too long ago, and we did do an interview with him, and we'll probably be broadcasting it sometime in the future on Triad. Ken Nordine.
If you'll turn the machine on. Are we getting through? Is anything happening? I mean, will they? Will you turn the right knobs? I mean, we're on the air. Is that good? You say we're getting there. Oh, fine. Good. Any minute now. Please be patient. I mean, it's very difficult to contact outer space. Oh, now they're coming through. Here they are. Wait, the questions will come any minute now. Here they are. Why, of course. Yes, we have many, many women here on Earth. They're beautiful, actually. They're different from men. In fact, women are extremely important to us here on Earth. I hope that answers your question. But is there anything else that you'd like to know? Well, I told you about the women. I mean, you're repeating the same question. Maybe you don't have anything like that where you are. By the way, how are things where you are? Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. Is there anything else that you'd like to know? Oh, well, temperature here is very, very nice right now, actually, for the time of year. We like our weather. We're very pleased with it. It's been one of the warmest winters we've ever had. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that it's been so hot where you are. Well, that's the way things are, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm interested in knowing if you have hydrogen bombs where you are. Oh, I can tell by the way you said that. Is there anything that you'd like to give to us as a message from outer space that would mean something? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you're so frightened of us. There's no reason. These are little attempts of science. We have absolutely no intention to do anything. Tonight I have a friend with me here who is hooked on TV. Jim, when did you first contract the TV habit?
3 years ago, Ken, I became a vidiot.
A vidiot? Is this a term that I don't understand too much about being...
Well, that's what we people call ourselves.
Vidiots.
Yeah.
Well, how did this happen? How did you get into this terrible situation that has torn your soul so far apart?
Oh, it was when I started watching Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Well, I got sort of wrapped up in it.
Was this a friend of yours?
No, he's a fellow that's on television.
Oh, I see.
I see you don't watch television very much, huh?
Well, I have had other interests, and that's why I... But we're discussing you.
Oh, yeah.
Milton Berle was the fellow that put you on this.
Yeah, I got wrapped up in the show, Ken. It just sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and forget my troubles and worries. And
well, just start out with watching a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, just a little bit, a few hours a day at first.
And then, how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
15 hours, and you, how long do you sleep?
Well, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I see. Well, that leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours that... How long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day? Or?
Yeah, when I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work, you just...
I can't.
Why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh. Well, unless
I got a TV set in my car, too, you know that?
In your car?
Oh.
Well, that will have to go right away.
Well, they say it's illegal, but I don't care. I can't miss Godfrey, and Do you realize I'm missing Steve Allen right now?
I have no idea. Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve
two
Allen.
Years.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment. Makes me laugh. Makes me forget my worries.
Well, you mustn't have any worries at all if you're watching television 15
hours a day.
Well,
that's why I came here. I do, and I don't know just why I have them.
What's your problem?
I shouldn't have any worries because television makes me happy again, but...
What's your problem?
I'm worried.
About what?
I watch too much television.
If television gives you what you say it gives you...
I can feel pain starting right now. I've got to have a set.
You've got to have a
set. Turn on that set, will you, Ken?
No, I that set is not connected. That is not...
Turn it on, will you?
No, that is not...
I'm starting to get these pains.
Listen, I don't care who's on television right now.
Oh, Ken!
There's probably nothing but an old late movie.
I don't care.
It's not worth it.
Turn it on.
Listen, read this book. Here, try this. Here's a little Adler comic book. Man.
I've got to get over that set. Turn it on.
All right. Let me help you. I'll just let you watch for a few seconds. There you are.
Oh, that's much better.
All right. See
what
there
he is. I don't need the audio.
Shameful.
No, I don't need the audio. It's just
shameful,
the video.
Shameful.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's nothing
you're
I can
much
do
better.
For you. No, I think you're going to have to give yourself up. You're beyond my treatment. I think that's all you can do is to just give yourself up.
You can turn it off for a minute now. I'll run right home and watch it. See you later, Ken.
Well, one of the many problems that I face. Wait a minute. I think I'll turn the set on myself. My gosh, it's beautiful. It's in black and white. And there's a lovely musician standing in the center of the screen. He's got a guitar. And he's all hair.
So if you're living in Morton Grove, wondering where to get some records and tapes, and or the Triad Radio Guide, do stop by Tempo Records and Tapes, 6004 West Dempster in Morton Grove. And now a bit of a flashback.
Shattered by the sun, I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. Thank you. was trampling on a flower. I chased the wind of a prison ship to taste the sweet and sour. The pattern juggler lifts his hand, the orchestra begins as slowly turns the grinding wheel in the court of the crimson.
send my friends away to mansions cold and grey, to the far side of town where the thin men stalk the streets while the signs stay underground. Day after day they tell me I can go, they tell me I can blow to the far side of town where it's pointless to be high, 'cause it's such a long way down. So I tell them that I can fly, I will scream, I will break my arm, I will do me harm. Here I stand, foot in hand, talking to my wall. I'm not quite right at all. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Is Mr. Grahulitz there?
Mr. Grahulitz is not at home at the present time. What's your problem?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Grahulitz. Listen, this is Mr. Jones at 4B. Listen, it's really cold up here. How about some heat?
Again with the heat. Why don't you go to Hotter Than Mother's Music and get your heat?
Mrs. Grahulitz, I don't want that kind of heat.
For goodness sake, they've got plenty of this heat you're always wanting. Heat, heat, heat.
I know they're hot, Mrs. Grahulitz. I even know that they've got the best hot prices on records and tapes in town, but it's still cold up here.
So move to Hotter Than Mother's Music, then, why don't you? At Route 83 Northwest Highway, you'll get all the heat you want. But goodbye.